Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are always such a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all the good preaching of Jesus with the love and joy you always have for him. And may the Lord help the saints to hold fast for the faith as we wait patiently for his soon return. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May God bless you all and Maranatha.
We can if we apply ourselves. So help me, Jesus. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I'm gonna lift up the name of Jesus. I'm gonna sing of the joy since he came. I'm gonna tell of his power every day and every hour. I'm gonna lift up that wonderful name. I'm gonna lift up the name of Jesus. I'm gonna sing of the joy since he came. I'm gonna tell of his power every day. Every hour, I'm gonna lift up that wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be so, Lord. We will glorify you in all that we do, especially this hour, Lord. It is our purpose to worship you, to give glory and praise, to show forth the praise, to give thanks for all the many things that you've done for us. To tell of your goodness, to sing of the mercies of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So help us now, Lord. We come to worship you. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith, to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ. Let it be, Lord. Let the word fall upon good ground, that we may bring forth abundant fruit for thy glory. Hallelujah. All right, Ann seemed to be provoked this morning. Hallelujah. That's good. We need some of that. Hallelujah. Don't we? Yeah. Unto love and good works, you understand. We don't want to provoke or be provoked otherwise. But we would be provoked unto love and unto good works. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you. The hidden things, huh? Thank you, Lord. In Matthew 13, it talks about the hidden treasure. In that field, there's hidden treasure. And we that know that there's treasure in the field, sell all that we have and buy the field. You know, that's the pearl of great price. Now, the kingdom of heaven is like unto this. Ever how you look at the scriptures, It takes all that you have. That means we find him when we do it with all that we have. Y'all know that scripture? If we're going to seek God, we won't find him except we do it with all that we have. Do it with all of our heart. Don't let the devil steal from you. Of course, that's the adversary's job. Of course, God ordained it for our good. Yeah, he's stirred up an adversary for us and put us on the battlefield and commanded us to fight. Not in our own power, though. Not in our own wisdom, not in our own strength, but in his power, in his strength, in his authority. Glory, glory. You know, sometimes you'll purchase something, maybe a trip or, and there's hidden costs. Oh, yeah. You always have to ask, now what? I want the bottom line. Don't, you know, we don't want to buy buy the cow for $500 and then pay $500 more for the milk production system. You know, that's how they do it. Praise the Lord. That's how the devil does it. There's hidden things of dishonesty, but the things of God are also hidden. Now, the hidden things of God are accessible to us if we would apply ourselves. But the adversary is trying to get our eyes turned away, get us distracted so that we don't see the hidden things. Cares of this life. Stony hearts. Of course, like I said, it's the adversary's job. He's the oppressor. He's a murderer and the thief. And he does what God ordained him to do. He come but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And he has authority. Y'all understand that? Where does he get his authority from? God gave it to him. But he's given us authority over. He's given us knowledge of his wisdom. But sometimes we'd rather use our own wisdom. It won't help us in this warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Thank you, Lord. So remember when Daniel was praying? I think it's Daniel 10. He was in good posture. He was fervent. He was fasting. And he was praying to the right God. But there was some hindrance. Nevertheless, the answer got through.
Yes, Lord.
And we can put that, you know, in an allegory or compared with all that we do. Whatever we do concerning God, there's opposition. Oh, yeah, and just ignoring it won't do away with it. Or pretending like it's not there, or, you know, saying, well, no. Naturally, that's what we do. I remember Jesus was in the garden. I remember the account. I wasn't there, but by faith I see. He was praying that great drops of blood came forth. Now, he was really praying on. Well, that would tell us that this is the nature of prayer. But usually, the devil and the flesh convinces us that we shouldn't adopt that posture for prayer. Yeah, we don't want to get too uncomfortable, do we? Jesus did, but we don't want to get out of character, do? But Jesus did. And of course, prayer is one of the powerful, most powerful weapons that we have. It is. So guess what? It's opposed. The greater opposition. The more spiritual the exercise, the more opposition. If you were, isn't that how you do it? That's how we ought to do it. So we should say, the devil's really going to be opposing me at prayer. I'm going to pump it up in prayer. That's how we should do it. However, praise the Lord. You know, I've had occasion to witness when we're having a little trouble amongst ourselves. We don't have to, you know, put on a hearing aid to hear you. In fact, we could stand afar off, and if we could just see you, we still know what's going on, you know, just by your demeanor. But in prayer, and no matter how I do it, I can't provoke y'all. The only hope I have is that I'm doing the will of God. See? But I would think if we're soldiers, and here I am by the Spirit of God telling us how to war, that somehow we would shake that devil off and do it the right way. That's what I would think. Hallelujah. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, if we're on the Lord's side, then we are oppressed of the devil.
Amen.
And when we step in his territory, he takes authority over us. Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He has authority.
Thank you, Lord.
So our victory is to stay out of his territory.
Amen.
I mean, we have the territory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a good place. Why go over into the devil's
Amen.
Territory?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, the answer is the flesh lacks it.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. But the end thereof is death.
Amen.
If we walk in the flesh, we won't please God.
Amen.
And we won't be saved. There is no condemnation. Them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Now this is power. What we should do with this power is use it to help us to pray, rather than just say, well, I know that, and we still sleep in prayer time. See what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord.
If we would do it in the natural army, they would try us as traitors or something. Sure. Say we're going forward to a battle. There's, let's say, Iranians. And here's the Americans. And we were doing a charge, and old Neil was sleeping. What do you think? Huh? That'd be the end of him. In fact, some of his own men may take care of him. Absolutely. Well, I guess in the spiritual, it's not like that, huh? If we slack, it's really not of any importance, is it? Well, it is, but how can we get this transferred into some doing?
Hallelujah.
Remember when the parable of the sower? A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell by the wayside. Of course, it explains the seed is the word of God. See, that's what's happening now. Well, what is the seed? What am I sowing? I'm sowing that we should be fervent in prayer. Well, what's happening? Well, probably falling by the wayside. You know, how do we know the difference? Well, at harvest time, you know how you hear by the fruit that's brought forth.
Amen.
You know, some bring forth 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold, some no fold. But that's how you determine the hearing is by the fruit that you bring forth. So as much as you tell me this seed's falling on good ground, Pastor Rice, well, at harvest time, we know. And you lie to God, you lie to yourself. You ain't got no fruit, then you didn't hear what the word said. That is the validation that you heard. When you bring forth the fruit, y'all don't know the parable? Huh? A sower went out to sow a seed. Some fell by the wayside. It didn't bring no fruit. It didn't even get in the ground. The devil took it away before it got into the heart. Because they were thinking about something else. The preacher was preaching, but, oh my God, I got so many troubles. And this and that is going on. So that it falls by the wayside. It brings forth no fruit at all. Then there are some that fall on stony ground. Well. When it's time to produce it, this is too hard. This is a hard saying. I heard Pastor Rice say we should be fervent in prayer. But when it's time to do it, that means it was sown on stony ground. Now, I know you all like to read the Bible, but you don't like to have it applied to you. Well, we shouldn't read it then. See? Then it's no good for us. Apply it to you, Pastor Rice. Well, that's what I'm doing. If you read the parable, it tells you that the fruit means that they heard. You don't hear what I'm saying? Now you saying I hear, and then you have no fruit, then you lie to yourself. So since we are hearing, we have commandment to do it. We have authority to do it. It's the first commandment. But to the end that we might bring forth fruit. Jesus said, my Father is the husbandman. So he wants fruit from you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm sure if Walter, he plants and God blesses the labor of his hand. But I'm pretty sure if Walter planted, you know, acre peas and only got two peas, pretty soon he'd get tired of that. Yeah. You know, he'd go work hard from sun up to sundown and plow the field and plant the and two peas at the harvest time. Pretty soon, Walter, ain't no sense in doing that. Huh? Right. Praise the Lord. So let's grieve not the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying what the Bible says. Amen. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, why is it written? Because we're prone to do it. Everything that is written is help for us. It's instruction for us. It's authority for us. And it's power for us. If the word did not say, grieve not the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have any authority. But since it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, that's our authority. So we lie when we said we keep after being slothful in our prayer and slothful in our worship and how we present ourselves to God. God has given us authority. Yeah, you're not going to convince me otherwise. Huh? Love your neighbor. That's our authority. That's our authority. Huh? If someone smites you on the other cheek, turn the other cheek. That is our authority.
Amen.
See?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Which means it's our power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Satan's going to use his power.
Yes.
Absolutely. We need to be diligent about using our power.
Amen.
If we understand that the word is our authority.
Yes, Lord.
If it says do it, that's our power to
Hallelujah.
Do it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's our. If it's not written, we ain't going to do it.
Amen.
But since it's written,
yes,
written to you,
Glory.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, Lord.
And we said, well, you know,
you,
Bakia, she's so wicked.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
That doesn't take away your authority.
Amen.
We like to make excuses for not doing what we ought to do. And what we need to do is ask God for that holy desire to want to do what he wants us to do. I mean, we can ask him that. Whatever situation we're in, we can repair to the altar. We can say, you know, Pastor Rice makes me so mad when he preach. And just go tell God. He won't be offended. He'll say, yes, my son. Yes, my daughter. Huh?
Amen.
I will help you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes.
If we take it to him.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. We can always run to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Take your burden to the Lord.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
Amen.
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. So we're always being opposed by the devil. Always. Every time. And we should ask God for grace to respond righteously. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, help, Lord. He's a very present help, you know. Thank you, Lord. But you know, with the light we have, we can see the things of God and understand them. Really. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't understand that we're in a warfare. But we do understand. And we are in a warfare even if we don't understand. How about that? Praise the Lord. Yeah, when they draft you and put you in the army, you might say, I don't understand, but you're still there. Huh? Now, we're blessed to be on the winning side. Yes, he's wrought for us the victory. He did it through Christ. And Christ did it in his condescension. And his taking off his royalty and dignity and putting on his wretched flesh. That's how he did it. That's how he did destroyed him that had the power of death. So, in humility and shame, humiliation, really now. And then we pretend like we don't know how we're supposed to fight. We're supposed to fight in rebelling against authority. That's not... No. Amen. Well, you know, I've got this unction to rebel. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's why we're on the battlefield. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a motion working in us. Yeah, that just rejects everything God says and everything God is. Absolutely. Our iniquity don't bow down to Yahweh. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you say, oh, it feels so good. Well, for a while, for a season. You know, the pleasure of sin is just for a season. You know, when folk take drugs, you know, I've taken them, but, you know, I guess medicine form. I don't know that I've done drugs otherwise just to get high. Not me. drink wine and whiskey to get high, but not drugs. Of course, that don't make me a good man, does it? It's just, you know, how God laid it out. But I do remember one of my soldiers coming to me and telling me about his experience with drugs. I believe it. I mean, he was pouring out his heart. He didn't have to tell me all this. He's the first sergeant. I did that stuff. And he said, I've never been in such a state. He said, man, I was, whew, I can't even explain it. He said, I tried it again, could never get there. That's sin for you. That's what sin will do for you. That's sin. That is how sin is. It'll promise you things. Huh? It can't deliver. The devil still works that same game. You know, he tells you stuff and he can't deliver. Yeah, you just keep walking in rebellion. It'll be all right. Well, he can't deliver. No harm will come to you. You just keep being slowful. Well, he can't deliver. No, he can't. It's amazing how we're so quick to believe him. Huh? Oh, the way Satan does it, he wants to give you stuff. Then he ends up taking all you have. Absolutely. If you follow it to the end, he'll take all that you have. Now, God comes to you and he wants to take something, but he wants to take away what's harmful. And then he ends up giving you. See? That's how God does it. Huh? If we can trust him enough to let him take this stuff. But it has to work that way. It always goes back to the young rich ruler. I mean, he flat out asked him, well, what does it take? God flat out told him, everything. Somehow we like to get around everything. No, that's what it takes. Look at the parable of the pearl of great price. How much did it cost to get it? That concerning God, that's what it takes. Now, if we keep on going on with this notion that we can be slowful, that we can hold back on God and, you know, skim off a little bit for ourselves, we will be lost. Because it costs everything. It costs him everything. So somehow that needs to get into our hearts. To help us overcome the slowfulness and the drawback. Come on. James said, draw nigh to God. And he'll draw nigh to you. See, again, that's authority. That's instruction. That's wisdom. That's in all the word of God, all the scriptures. You got authority. You got power. You got wisdom. See, this is what God gives. Of course, there's other wisdom, there's other power, other authority, but it won't get you what the power and authority of God will get you. Now, by now, we having the spirit of truth should be fully convinced that whatever God promised, he's also able to perform it. See? And that devil can't do nothing that he tells you. He's a liar. He's a liar.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And it's important that we do this.
Amen.
This is warfare again. I mean, we shouldn't stop telling the truth. The devil's not going to stop lying.
Amen.
So somehow we're convinced, well, we shouldn't hear preaching.
Thank you,
Jesus. Really?
Hallelujah.
The devil's lying to you right there. See how we are? Come on. Yeah, we must hold up the bloodstained banner. We must ever take this sword of the Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ain't God good? If we could just be convinced that we are on the battlefield. Huh? Thank you, Lord. I found it in the book.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So we should not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life.
Amen.
We shouldn't spend our life petitioning and protesting in front of abortion clinics.
Amen.
Huh? Or advocating against homosexual. That's not our business. No. We serve the living God.
Hallelujah.
And many take up these causes, but not for Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Lord.
He's concerned about the wickedness of his people.
Yeah, Lord.
Hmm? We're not going to eradicate evil. That will happen at the coming of the Lord. I don't care what programs we come up with, what legislation we enact, what laws we make. It will have wickedness and evil until God comes. Really? So don't believe him now. You just select me for president and no. We're going to be in this war till the war is over. And when the battle's over, we'll wear a crown. Huh? That's what the truth says. A bright and shining crown. Paul said, I'm looking for one. He said, the righteous judge has it laid up for me. Not just for me, though. For them also that love his appearing. Hallelujah. And we set ourselves in that motion, loving his appearing. It'll work a good work. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The Bible said, purify. If we have hope of seeing Jesus and being like him,
amen,
it'll work a work in us.
Amen.
A purifying work.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? That burns up the world in
yes.
us.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes. Hallelujah.
All the fleshly motions, it purifies, it cleanses.
Glory to
God. What a mighty work, huh?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we don't have to stay like we is.
Amen.
Huh? The writing's been signed.
Yes, Jesus.
Huh? We've been emancipated. set free by the blood of the Lamb. Glory. Don't let the devil tell y'all that you're not free. Huh? Look at me in the eye and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Huh? I got my foot on the rock. My mind made up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. We have to do it, saints. Hallelujah. Because the devil has to do what he has to do. Yeah. He's under authority, you know. Hallelujah. He's under authority. But his kingdom can't stand. Satan's kingdom is coming down. Hallelujah. And the saints shall possess the everlasting kingdom. The kingdom of God is in you. Praise God. And the kingdom of heaven is coming. And we will rule and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, if this gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Well, we're not lost. The gospel is not hid. No. The truth is not hid. No, not from we who are called to be saved. Hallelujah. This is our authority. Wasn't for the word of God, I guess we'd be deceived and destroyed. Amen. But by the word of God, we're saved. That's how I see it. How do you see it? Praise the Lord. God said it. Yeah, it's written. I read it. I believe it. That settles it. Hallelujah. He is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. So after a while, you know, Daniel got some help. Huh? Angel got some help. He said, come on, I need a little help. And they got together and overcame that oppressor. Got that word through today. This is ever going on. Huh? Don't think that when we pray that there's not an opposer. Absolutely. But we have the word of God. We pray according to his will. He'll hear us. How about that? I don't care who gets in the way. If we pray according to his will, then he will hear us. And if he hears us, we can be confident we have the petition we've desired of him. Hallelujah. Exactly. We don't have to remain in this state. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Burn up this cross, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Or it's because of the, you know, the atmosphere and the oppressive. Sometimes it seems like the heavens are brass. But not so. If we pray, according to his will, heavens are not brass. We'll still have to wait on him. Huh? Daniel had to wait. Hallelujah. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get stirred up, Brother Driver. Hallelujah. It's lawful for us to get stirred up in here. It's lawful. We got a right to sing and shout. Hallelujah. Way is growing bright. Our soul is on the wing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've got prisoner Matthew Stephen Matthew. And he tell me he has a cold. A cold. He said God gave him a cold. There's another Daniel's timeline. Every now and then folks say they get a cold. But the only cold is Jesus Christ. That's the cold. Really. He is the way. I've got a scripture. I've got a bunch of them. But Peter answering the question, whom do you say that I am? And that's what's important. Yeah. Who do you say that we are? Yeah, I say we're God's people in the patient waiting. Chosen and called of God. That's what I say. That's what I'm going to say in word and in deed. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, I'd try to go somewhere else. Hallelujah. But the Lord has us hedged in. So we thank God for it. But he said, what are the folks saying about me? And they told him all the things they were saying, but they weren't right things. They were good, but they just wasn't right. I'm not John the Baptist. He came before me. And I'm certainly not Jeremiah's. Huh? He said, whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, is? How about that? He gave him the answer. But still, they needed faith. Still, they needed a revelation. He did give Peter the answer. But he didn't get it from Jesus. He got the answer from the Father.
Hallelujah.
Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, that's right. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. Can we grab hold of that? We aren't going to get any truth or revelation by flesh and blood. Not by calculation either. Not by surmising. We'll have to get it from the Father. Hallelujah. He said, my Father in heaven hath revealed this unto you. Otherwise, it's hidden. That's why those folk was saying other things. Wasn't revealed to them. But we have things revealed to us. It is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To others, it's not given. And you believe God's not going to hold us accountable? You believe in righteousness, we wouldn't want to take hold of this and walk in it? If it's given unto us, don't we want to attain and press into it? If we don't, it's not wicked. It is, huh? If God give us eternal life and we don't work out our own salvation, y'all know we have to work it out? Oh, no, Pastor, the Baptists say we didn't. Well, let him be a liar. Let the Baptists be a liar. And the Methodists, and let God be true. Yeah. We must work out our own salvation. Again, I always say it, but it's not us working. It's us submitting to God's righteousness. That's submitting to God's righteousness. If God's going to save us, then it's right for us to submit to it. Oh, yeah. Anything else is wicked, is treacherous. Absolutely. And men are prone to do it, but for the grace of God. We do it unto perdition. We draw back, but not unto perdition. That's because we believe. And we must continue in believing unto the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And even after it was revealed to Peter, still had come into fruition. You understand that? It wasn't revealed, and then he walked in the fullness of the knowledge. Huh? No, they all forsook him and fled. Yeah, they knew, but they didn't know as they ought to have known because it hadn't come to that fruition. And that's my hope. I believe, one day we'll go to the prayer house and the roof will. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the seed has been planted and the husbandman will bring forth the fruit. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're talking about a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Holy, without blemish. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. That's how they sell books, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they make lots of money. They appeal to man's wickedness. You know, his high thoughts of himself. Yeah, if I just get this information, read this book and get full understanding, and I can have my way. But once you do that, you departed from the faith.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Paul gave warning. He said, concerning them that seduce you. So there's some seducing going on. Absolutely. Y'all know what seducing is, huh? Yeah, that stuff to draw you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Move you away from the faith. Move you away from God. All right. So we see it working, but I don't guess it'll make its fulfillment. Otherwise, we can't be saved. But we see the spirits to move us away. Sometime we sort of yield to them. Oh, yeah. They are seducing spirits. Oh, they are. They're doctrine of devil, not sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. We should love the Lord. All our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Our neighbor as ourselves. Hallelujah. The portrait of the perfect man, he fears God and hates evil. Now that's the work going on in us. Yeah, the hating of evil. Mm-hmm. That's evil. Praise the Lord. Wherever we find it, that's the true mark. Everybody hates evil in others. You know that. Praise the Lord. And everybody lacks mercy for themselves. That's not love and mercy. See? When we love mercy like God loves mercy, he likes to give it to you. See? He loves mercy. He sits on the mercy seat. His mercy is everlasting. So when we love mercy, we want Terry to have some. Huh? Praise the Lord. So when Terry crosses us and perturbs us, have mercy on him, Lord.
Hmm? Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? Or either we call down fire from heaven on them. You say, hey, wait a minute. No, you don't know what manner of spirit you are. We don't want to call down fire on Terry. No, Terry. The Son of Man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Hey, save him. Have mercy on Terry. Yeah, have mercy on Sherry too. There's enough for Neil. Hey, there's room at the cross for you. Praise the Lord. His mercy is everlasting. He's plenteous in mercy. He delights in mercy. See how the nature of God is? He delights in mercy. Well, he's got a treasure house, huh? Where we're full of sinners. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, look what treasure we have if we love mercy. We can have mercy on Kevin. Have mercy on Angela. Hey, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. That's when we love mercy. But instead of love and mercy, maybe we want to take vengeance. We have no authority for that. Everybody understand? No matter how strongly we feel, or what trespasses we've encountered, or what someone supposedly, we have no authority for vengeance. No. No, we don't. Because I'm going to reserve that to myself. Because I have mercy. I've got mercy. Huh? We can't give it to you. Huh? You destroy Terry. Huh? Praise the Lord. Y'all know God has reserved that unto himself. That's because he's a wise God. Y'all know we'd burn Terry up, wouldn't we? Absolutely. Well, you say, oh, no, not now, but wait a while. Hallelujah. But as we grow in grace, we come to actually love mercy. And our first thought is not kill them, God, but have mercy, Lord. Absolutely. We want mercy, don't we? Praise God. And we have instructions that if we see Edie sin, a sin that's not unto death, well, we ought to pray for her. Ask God to give her life. We have authority for this. Hallelujah. Let's exercise our authority. Men like to exercise their authority, huh? In ruling over others. Huh? Praise the Lord. That's how the Gentiles do it. He said, that's not the way we do it. Hallelujah. We don't lord over one another. That's how the Gentiles. He said, rather we become servants. Ah. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Well, I didn't believe him when he said he had a key because it's just not that way. Jesus Christ is the only key. You mean I can get a code and give it to you and you bypass Jesus and you... Jesus is the code. Hallelujah. There's no way to the Father but through him. There's no wisdom outside of him. Praise the Lord. Certainly no salvation. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Of course, that's how they do in these secret sororities. They have secrets, you know. A bunch of lies. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. You say, well, God has secrets. Yes, he does. But they're true. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And they're only hidden to those that are lost. Huh? You get the key, it's opened up to you. See what I mean? I don't care who you are. You know, it was often said that the black people didn't have souls. They got the key. Yeah, they did. Didn't they, Angela? Absolutely. Came too late to tell Angela. Praise the Lord. Lord, well, even now, I don't think they mix them up too much. There's some churches, they're all one kind. Either all Chicanos or they're all Greek or they all, huh? That's not Christ. Hallelujah. In Christ, we're all Christ. That's how we identify ourselves. Praise the Lord. That's how he identifies us. He said, they belong to me. Huh? That's why he make the devil get back. He said, hey, they're mine. That's far enough. Huh? That's far enough. They're my children. Hallelujah. I'll let you trim them up a little bit, but that's ain't God good? We do need trimming up, don't we, Shirley? Praise the Lord. Yeah, I imagine the, thank you, Lord, all these secret societies, they've got secrets and things that tell everything, but they're liars. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. That's our key. But to them it's not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Listen to it, so we won't be hoarding. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. It's also an exhortation to be faithful. Absolutely. Huh? Now Saul had the kingdom. You know how he got it? God gave it to him. You know what he did? He took it from him.
Thank you, Lord.
No? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he took his mercy. So mercy is everlasting, but God can have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Since it's mercy, you understand? It was something you deserved in righteousness, I guess he'd have to give it to you. But mercy is, it's mercy. It's given. You don't deserve it. Hallelujah. So, yeah, he, his mercy ran out for Saul. Of course, Saul is written, the story, the account about Saul, like everybody else in the book, is an example for us. After the flesh, Saul was a good man. Absolutely. People liked him. He liked the people more than God. That was the trouble with him. God said, that's not good. He wanted to please the people. I need somebody who wants to please me. I'm going to find a man after my heart. He'll perform all my will. Yeah, he sent Saul out to seek and destroy. Saul didn't get it done. Said he did, though. Oh, yeah, I've kept God's commandments. That always make me say, oh, have mercy, Lord. Huh? Because we're quick to say we've met the standard. But our neighbor searches us out. So we have trouble with our neighbor. Why'd you search me out? Because God ordained it to be so. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pressing in. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Now, this is just the truth. Hallelujah. This is just the truth. When he find it, this is what happens. Praise the Lord. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and brought it. And all the scriptures tell us that it's either all for God or not God at all. Absolutely. And in righteousness, we give all and wish we had more to give. Until God perfect us, though, we like to hold back a little bit. But it won't always be that way, because he's going to change us. He's going to purify us. He's going to afflict us. He's going to try us. And when he's tried us, hallelujah, we'll come forth as gold. That's what he uses the adversary for. Thank you, Lord. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. What is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Yes. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. And that means that God is wise. So in his wisdom, he said, the only way man is going to know me is by my wisdom. So there's no way that man can find God. No, on his own. Absolutely not. We didn't find him. He found us. Hallelujah. So we should never give any glory to man or the flesh. Praise the Lord. And we can't ever trust in our own wisdom. No, we need help, though. God's going to help us. Hallelujah. What do we do with the wisdom? Well, what did Paul do with his in Philippians chapter 3? See, it's all the way through the book. Paul said the things that were, praise the Lord, things that were gained to me, I counted loss. Praise the Lord. For the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Now, they said Paul was a learned man. I believe so, but he certainly didn't esteem it as being anything once God found him. He said, man, all of this stuff that I've learned, and it's just dung. Would we say that, man? I know, Neil could write up a lot of his achievements. Not a problem, as long as he put them in the dung pile. Go hold you to it, Neil. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Neil liked to tell me how he played racquetball with the Commanders and how he beat them and, how he was all sloughing off and the other soldiers were doing real work. Shame, shame, shame. Praise the Lord. Yeah, help us, Lord. Well, that never happened to me. I was always in the trenches. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Still in the trenches. Glory to God. I'm on the ground, fighting for my life, running for my life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I have authority for this. We have authority. Hallelujah. But it's really a divine work when we understand that our wisdom is foolishness. Whether we believe it or not, it's still the truth. But of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and right. That means Christ. That's the key. Now we have wisdom in Christ. Otherwise, we don't. Christ is the key. God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Hallelujah. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Absolutely. Just understand that. Why would we want to be wise in our own conceit? Then we can't see the hidden things.
Amen.
Huh? That ought to make us desire humility.
Hallelujah.
If we would understand that that's the key.
Amen.
Not the high seat.
Amen.
When you go into place, look for the low seat.
Amen.
Now, I'm just paraphrasing the Bible.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Don't look for the best job.
Hallelujah.
Look for a job most needful to be done.
Amen.
Anyway, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. And as we understand, this is wisdom here. When we understand this, then it will guide our steps.
Amen.
Yes, it'll give us wisdom in how to walk.
Yes.
Once we really understand that God hides things from the wise and prudent. Absolutely. When you say, I don't know, Lord, he'll let you know. But if you say, well, you know, I've been to Bible school and I've been at the Overcomer 20 years, then I guess God can't tell you.
See?
Huh? We just say, Lord, I don't know. Tell me. Praise the Lord. That's the key, you understand. Oh, God. In Bunyan's book, there was a time when the pilgrims they were captivated. They were held captive by one giant despair. How about that? Now, they had the key all the time. And this is what the devil does. When the giant, whoever he is, Goliath, despair, or discouragement, whenever he comes, we have the key. Hallelujah. So finally the old pilgrim said, man, look, I got this key in my bosom. And he plucked it out. It was hope. See? Old giant had to let him go. And so it is with all of our trouble. We have the key to get out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's the only key, though. We won't be able to get out any other way. We can't backbite our way out. No. Complain our way out. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll just have to use the key. Hallelujah. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. It's the way that God ordained it, because he's all wise.
Amen.
And you can see, we can see that know God, how wise he is. Huh? Not to the fullest, but at least we can see the things of God, they are wise. That's why we're still saved. Absolutely. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're sort of like a bunch of goats. If there's a way out, brother, they'll find it. I know it. Praise the Lord. And if your car is parked there, they'll stand up on it too. So that's how we are. So there's a wise God to save us. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. See? Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So as much as we study, it's a weariness, you know.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Preacher said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Amen.
Fear God. Keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man.
Amen.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. How about it? Right here. The house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Praise the Lord. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple said, Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! They were sore displeased. And so it is today when we say Hosanna, the devil is sore displeased. Huh? Hallelujah. And they said, and you hear what they are saying? Jesus said, yeah. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So in the spirit of little children, praise is natural.
Amen.
Well, when we're spiritual and proud, then we have trouble.
Amen.
But as little children, naturally we praise God. Hallelujah. So, and except we be converted and become as little children, we shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. At Grace, we had children. Brother, they praise the Lord. Absolutely. They cut up too. You know, like the rest of you children. But when it was time to praise the Lord, can anybody back me up? When it was time to praise the Lord, they outdid the adults. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
We hope they come back.
It'd be good. Yeah, Crockett had a clan of them, man. Yeah, Donovan and Felicia and Birchie. Boy, they praise the Lord. Absolutely. And that was old Sefer and Catherine. Boy, they praise the Lord. Sefer did better then than he does now. he needs to become a child. But back then, brother, they praise God. They shake the building. Hallelujah. I'm saying it right.
Amen.
I remember these things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So there's power in praise, is what the scriptures is saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings,
Amen.
Thou have perfected praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 8, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Because of thine enemies,
Amen.
That thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, the origin of praise is the understanding of God.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes,
that's why he got us sinners saved, so we show forth the praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can't get it out of a bunch of righteous folk. No. That's why he didn't come to call the righteous. He came to call the sinners to repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I was under some oppression yesterday, every day. Well, yesterday to the point, man, I didn't feel like doing anything at the end of the day. Praise the Lord. It wasn't physical. It was spiritual, man. Might get up and go. It got up and gone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But the Lord brought me through it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Huh? Off and running. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Of course, all the time I have to fight through it. Y'all know that? Every day. So do you. Hallelujah. It is what God has ordained for us. It's not against us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Say again. Brother Terry, hold on, Terry. Hold on, Terry. Praise the Lord. We love you, brother, and we want God to have mercy on you. Have mercy on Terry.
You know, Pastor Rice, I sit here and I watch and I see people continually mocking each other. And they don't realize when they do that, they bring in their own judgment on their head. Saints, don't do that to each other. It's not right. It's ungodly. It hurts the body of Christ. Don't do it. You're hurting your own self. You're mocking God that is in Christ in that person. Don't do it. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. I like it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's the enemy. He's working everywhere he can work. If he can find a place, he'll take it. Absolutely. That's why we need to be spiritually minded. Otherwise, we'll let any of these other things distract us. Praise the Lord. Glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. Yeah, I worked through that oppression, though. But you have to work through it. Hallelujah. To hold to the word of God. Hold to God's promises. Praise the Lord. Rebuke the devil. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So I'm sure he deals with us all in the same way.
Thank you, Lord.
He tell you, Pastor Rice ain't got nothing to say. Y'all don't need to listen to him. That's what he tells me. Y'all see how I know. I'm on the ground. And really, I don't have anything. I understand that. That's why I'm of use to God. Huh? Yeah, praise the Lord. Huh? And when you are in that mode, you are used to God. When you know what to do, know what to say, know where to, then God can't use you. When you say, "Here am I, Lord," I'm inadequate, I'm insufficient, I don't know why you chose me, but I know that you did, then you can get it done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, I get encouragement here and there. Yeah, Terry always gives me encouragement. Oh, he does. I don't receive it as flattery. Flattery is something that's insincere. That's not how I read it. I get it from others as well. To some degree, all of you. Some more than others. Praise the Lord. But we should always give credit to the working of God. Absolutely. Yeah. We aren't going to deny that this God worked in Angela, are we? Angela? No other force could do it. Y'all know I have no power to straighten Angela. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's my confession. So if God want to use me in some manner to facilitate it, then here I am. But it's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. One place Paul said, you walk as men. Well, and of course, when we do that, we're not walking in the Spirit. Paul said, I'd like to speak unto you as unto spiritual. I've got things to tell you, but you can't bear them. Because you're carnal and walk as men. And he told us how he knew that. Because you sit in here and you mock one another. That's carnal. That's carnal. You're walking as a man then. And as long as you walk as a man, you're not receiving the things of God. They're hidden. Anytime we walk as men, all the things of God are hidden. Absolutely. Again, this is the wisdom of God. Whenever we dig a pit, it's for us to fall in. Now, we don't believe it because we keep digging them, but by now we should know that we're the one that end up in them. This is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing we can do against the truth, brother. When we are disobedient, then we just, We incur God's wrath. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. give God the praise. Here's what the psalmist said. My defense is of God. What a wise man. Which saveth the upright in heart. The upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous. God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. Turn us, Lord. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch he made. See, right here in the book. Of course, when we walk as men, we don't believe that. We don't consider that. Already we're in the pit, aren't we? Praise the Lord. His mischief shall return upon his own head. And his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. This is why God said, don't y'all worry about vengeance and all of that. That's already taken care of. I've already made provisions for that. There's no need for you to try to do something that's already done. Your neighbor dig a pit, then it's for him. Thank you, Lord. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Again, in Psalms 9:15, it said, the heathen are sunk down into the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Again, that's how he does it. You need to believe this. Hallelujah. It goes along with whatever you would that men do unto you, do you also unto them. You want them to mock you, mock them. Of course, in mocking them, you're mocking God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we shouldn't mock anybody for praising the Lord. I'm not going to mock y'all for being nonchalant. Going to exhort you not to be, though. Praise the Lord. As a servant of God, what else would I say? I'd be doing my own thing if I said something. If I said, okay, saints, it's all right. Y'all just come in here slowful and offer up slovenly worship. Huh? I wouldn't be representing God. Hallelujah. That's not what you do when you go to your children's wedding. Are you putting your best clothes? And buy the best gift for them? Well, what do we present to God? What do we present to God? This is an offering, huh? All gods require sacrifice. Yahweh, Molech, there's not a God that don't. Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can you imagine that the God we serve don't require sacrifice? Hallelujah. Is praise sacrifice? Well, how's the scriptures called? Is thanksgiving a sacrifice? No. Praise the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. See? It's written in the book. I shouldn't have trouble convincing y'all that we should bring God a sacrifice, an acceptable sacrifice. Giving your best hallelujah, your best hosanna, your best thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I've got another one here. This is Psalms 10. Why standest thou far off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices which they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and bless the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When we walk contrary, we praise the wicked. And what we should do is praise God. But when we walk contrary, we praise the wicked. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? We're going to get to the end. Oh, Paul said in my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. This is when God is in it. Otherwise, if it's just in the enticing words of man's wisdom, like most is, it's no good. Hallelujah. And he says, this way that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. See, no matter what you say, the Spirit of God in you bears witness of the Spirit of God working in me. No matter what you say, the Spirit in you say, that's the Spirit working. Absolutely. It has to be that way. So it's not my enticing words. So your faith won't stand in the faith of God. Hallelujah. I knew you all. I know you all are God's children.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
That's by his choice, though.
Yes,
and he's still working on us.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Right, he still calls us his children.
Hallelujah.
So we still call Terry brother.
Yes, Lord.
See?
Hallelujah.
That we don't have to see the end of the matter.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. But the devil works to get us pitted against each other. And when we walk as men, he has no trouble. He has no trouble at all. As I see they're down there walking as men. This is my opportunity. This is my window of opportunity. Huh? Let's war good warfare. Not today, devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we get moved away about silly stuff and things that really don't matter. But they do show what's in our heart. You know, they really don't amount to anything, but they do reveal something. See? God is good. He's wise too. Hallelujah. All right, we have to find the end here. We got to pick peas. Cooled down a little bit, didn't it? That's all right, though. Thank you, Lord. Whatever God sends. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hear the things of God. How about the peace of God? Well, it passes all understanding. Oh, how about the love of God? Well, it passes knowledge.
Amen.
But we know the love of God. Amen. By God's own word. Listen to it. And to know the love of God, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height. I mean, how big God is. And to know the love of God, which passes knowledge. And to see the things that are invisible. Praise the Lord. And to do the things that are not doable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In his power. Praise the Lord. And that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think. This is the power of God. So this is what we should say. We shouldn't say, can God make us all one and speak the same thing? We should say God is able.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? To do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. But I do pray to that end.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Because I know it to be the will of God.
Yes,
and if I pray it, I know that he hears me.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Now whatever God wills, he wills for somebody to pray it. And he raises up somebody. Yeah, you don't think that you're saved without somebody's fervent prayer.
Amen.
Don't believe that. It's the sovereign God that called you, but he also put a burden on someone to pray for you. Hallelujah. We pray for our children, don't we? Joe prayed for his. How about it? Just what men ought to do. Especially if God put the burden on your heart. We pray for others as well. Thank you, Lord. Pray one for another. Confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So things that I have not seen nor ear heard or have entered into the heart of man, God revealed them to us. Yeah, we are without excuse. Yeah, yes, we are. Yes, we are. These things of God have been opened up unto us. They're not hidden from us. We can go in the darkness, but that's our own doing. Of course, when we do, they are hidden. Truly, they are. We got to walk in the light. But we have authority to walk in the light. We have the ability not to walk in the light. The fact that it's written, walk in the light, lets us know that the propensity of man is to walk in the darkness. And that commandment empowers us not to walk in the dark. It empowers us to forgive Angela rather than hold a grudge. Not only that, Angela can forgive you and not hold a grudge. We walk in the power and not deny the power. When we walk as men, we deny the power. Oh, we have to do this. We have to scuffle. We have to fight. We have to backbite. No, we don't. No, we don't. We can love one another with a pure heart fervently, and it'll cover the multitude of sin. Hallelujah. It will cover the multitude of sin. Hallelujah. By God's grace, we can get stirred up by these things, huh? We have to have some on the inside first, though. Hallelujah. We didn't have nothing. I don't care what I did, we couldn't get stirred up. So I see some of y'all are manifesting that you got some on the inside. Hallelujah. Rightfully so. He's a great God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the things of God are hidden. Even you. You know that. You're dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. If you want to find your life, you will have to find it in Christ. What a wise God. Look for it wherever you want to. If you find it, it'll be in Christ. Who is your light? When he shall appear, we'll appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, in the wisdom of God, he put everything in Christ. That's why the natural man can't find it. The natural man just can't get to it. No, it's hid in Christ. But you have the key, Christ in you. Paul said even that was hidden for a while, but I'm bringing it to light. He said it was hid from generations, but now it's revealed. Dorothy, Christ in you, God's hope of glory. Hallelujah. All right. Dorothy, I know you're a nice sister over there, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
No, say yes, Pastor Rice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. How about you, Charlene? Praise God. Ain't God good? Well, Christ is in you all the time. Everybody understand that? Yeah, we have the light. So we're able all the time to walk in it. See? Praise the Lord. It would be our wisdom. Walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with the all-wise God. Surely you don't want to be out of favor with the all-wise God, who delights in mercy, all powers in his hand. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, since Christ is in us, you know, these words of faith can actually strengthen us and stir us up. Of course, we have to consider what kind of ground is falling on. We still have to bring forth our crop. Huh? We still have to bring forth our crop. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Edward, can you pray? Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow, Father. Thank you again, for our daily bread.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. For we forgive.
Yes, Lord.
Our debtors. Yes, Lord God. Father, oh, Lord, what a priceless thing you've done for us to manifest yourself to us, Lord. By your spirit, by your word, and by your spirit. And God, it's our prayer today, Lord God, that all of these words will fall on good ground.
Let it be, Lord.
And that we would bear root downward and bear fruit upward, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, oh, how the things that the pastor spoke this morning by the Holy Ghost has ministered to each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
If we could, where we can, if we would just receive it.
Amen.
Everything he said, Lord God, I know that you are speaking directly to all of us and each of us to strengthen us and to help us not to be weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Because truly those, the weariness and the discouragement and the all the other things, Lord God, that fight and war against us, that's been given unto Satan to do, Lord God, the truth of the matter is, yes, we do have the key.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We have the key, and it's right within us, and his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So, Lord God, my prayer is that whenever we do get discouraged, weary, or believe the devil's lies that you don't love us, or you don't hear us. May we remember these words. May we remember the lessons that you teach us and bring to our remembrance by the Holy Ghost. That, remember Daniel? We were told that, Lord, in this time we would have to be one of the three. Noah, Daniel, or Job.
Amen.
So if our prayers, Lord God, seem like they're not getting through to you, may we just wait.
Amen.
Knowing that we have an opposer who's up there warring in the heavens.
Truth, Lord.
To keep our prayers from being answered. But you hear our prayers.
Hallelujah.
If they're according to your will.
Truth, Lord.
We have that confidence. So, yes, Lord, the opposition against the prayer, is what makes it seem like you're not hearing us. But if we could just wait.
Amen.
And if we're discouraged, if we could just reach in our bosom and grab that key of hope.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, and yes, Lord, and make these things practicality. Christ, who is our life.
Hallelujah.
When Christ, who is our life, you are our whole life. We have no other purpose and no other reason.
Truth, Lord.
To even live without you, Lord Jesus. Without striving every day to become more and more like you until we reflect the perfect image of you. That's our only reason to live, Lord. And what a blessed opportunity we have to strive to that end together, because we could not do it if we were not together.
Hallelujah.
There'd be no opportunity to become like Christ if we were not amongst the people of God.
Hallelujah.
There'd be no other opportunity to do it. So, God, thank you so much. And we pray that you help us today and go with us today and be with us today. And we pray that this word of God today bring forth fruit that we bring forth fruit meet for repentance.
Hallelujah.
We bless you for it all. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints. All right, we got it all said while we all here together. Oh, I love you, brothers and sisters. Yeah, while we're all here together. Hey, I love you, brothers and sisters. Amen. Pray for me as I pray for you. Maranatha saints. Oh, yeah, we've got copies of Nathan Belcher's song. If anybody would like to try to put a little music or sing it a cappella, ever how you want to do it. I think it's good lyrics. Maranatha saints, the Lord is coming.